Okay. We thank our sponsor for the month, the Lehrer family, in honor of Miriam Bas Yaakov. It's open for the taking if it wants. So on Ayin Aleph, I'm an Aleph. The Gemara is talking about the Pesukim related to Zola Vasove in Mishlei. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Amar Abzera, Kol Yashin, Bebeis HaMedrash, Toraso Nasis Lo Krim Krim, Shneemar, Bekrim Tavlish Numa. So I think that if you look in the... Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe a little bit we'll come back to this, but I think if you look in the Marsha and then some of the other Echonim, it's not clear. The simple way to say is that if a person's constantly dozing off while he's learning, so his Torah will be crime, because he'll only be learning a bit here, a bit there. Maybe the Chever goes weiter and he's still stuck behind, so he's going to end up with pieces here, pieces there. He's not going to end up with a full Davar Shalem on his Limud. The other possibility, which I just don't remember now, but I think the Marsha had said, is that it's an onesh. It's sort of onesh. It's like a school, like a gemara. If a person is constantly falling asleep, I don't know if it's because he doesn't show enough care for Torah, I don't know, but he gets an onesh of crime. But l'chora, it's on a practical level also. Either way, so in this din, so the din is ein yeshenim v'beis hamedrash. Kol yashim v'beis hamedrash has this onesh, or this consequence. So yesh lachgor in the din over here of ein yeshenim v'beis hamedrash. What's the pshat in this halacha? The pshat is that that's a begam, that's a zilzal in the kedushas beis hamedrash. Like, we know that you're not allowed to have schok and kalas rosh, you're not allowed to have eating to an extent, or things that are mevaza, things that shall kalas rosh to the beis hamedrash, to the beis hakneses, gemaras and megillah. So that's the din over here also. Falling asleep is also a begam in kedushas beis hamedrash. Or no, it's a din in limud haTorah. Limud HaTorah and Bittul Torah, that you can't fall asleep, you can't doze off in the middle of learning. Happens to be learning usually takes place in the Beis Medrash, which is why the Gemara says Ein Yishenim BeBeis Medrash or Kol Yashim BeBeis Medrash. So if you look in the Yad Ramah, the Yad Ramah seems to clearly assume that this is a din in Talmud Torah. He says, quote, "V'hu adin nami le'in in Talmud Torah shamezgare b'sheina mishakeach Talmudo v'toraso nas is krayim sheinu nizkar ela b'sirugin." So also that first part that we're clarifying. The Yad Ramah seems to say that what's going to happen is that if you keep falling asleep while you're learning, you're not going to be zocher what you learned. Ela b'seirugin. It sounds like, meaning, because you're learning b'seirugin, you're only going to remember things b'seirugin. It's going to be patchwork. All your learning is going to be patchwork. You're never going to have a davar shalem and a davar barer. So don't fall asleep in the base medrash. But the first part of what the Yad Ramah said was that v'hu adinami leinin Talmud Torah. He doesn't mention a base medrash at all. So, okay, usually we learn in a base medrash, so that's why the Gemara says it that way. But l'chora, it sounds like it's a din in Talmud Torah, not a din in Beis Medrash. The truth is, you have a shtickle mashmos like that in the Rambam. The Rambam brings this din not in Hilchos. We'll talk about the contrast between other soon, but he brings this halacha in Talmud Torah, Perek Dal Halacha Tes, Ein Yishenim Beis Medrash. So kimeduma. This I didn't double check with. I wanted to, but I wasn't able to. Kimeduma, I heard from Rav Tversky, b'shem. I'm not sure which, either Rav Khan's son or Rav Khan's son-in-law. Does anyone know if Rav Khan even has a son-in-law or someone? Probably both. Many in Lakewood. So whatever. Either from a son or a son-in-law, this diuk, that the Rambam quotes this halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it shows that it's a din in Talmud Torah, not a din in Beis Medrash. And what I would have thought based on that, I would have thought that the halacha that you can't fall asleep, or what the Rambam tells too over there, when we read the Rambam inside, we'll see. Ein yeshenim beis hamedrash, and also ba'afilu mishnesatish ein omer lo refuah beis hamedrash. You don't say gezuntai, you don't say labriut when someone sneezes in the beis hamedrash. So it sounds like that's not a din in the beis hamedrash. That's a din in learning, which would mean first of all that if a person's in the beis hamedrash and not learning, maybe it's permissible to say those things or to fall asleep. Additionally, on the flip side, maybe if you are learning and you're not in a base medrash, it's still forbidden to say gezuntheit, and it's still forbidden to fall asleep because it's about learning, not about the makom of the base medrash. I remember talking about this once with Ike Sultan, and he told me that once during shir, someone sneezed and Rav Shechter said gezuntheit in the middle of shir. So it was in a classroom. That's also, is the classroom within a base measure? I don't know how you figure those things out necessarily, but he said Gesundheit in the middle of Shir. Yeah. We'll talk about that in a second, but we'll talk about it in a second with another. So a little bit you have this mashmas also, I think, in the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is in his parish on Mishlei, so it's not confusing, just to clarify. It's in his parish on Mishlei, not on the pasuk that the Gemara is talking about. There's two pasukim, our pasuk, and then there's a pasuk, Parak Chaf, pasuk Yud Gimel, which says, Al tehav shena, don't be a lover of sleep. Pen tivaresh, lest you be, whatever, impoverished. Pekach inecha sva lachem. So stay awake, and you'll be full. So don't fall asleep. Don't sleep too much, lest you become impoverished. The Vilna Gaon interprets to be talking allegorically about Talmud Torah. And he says, Kemosha kasev, later in Mishlei, ukraim talbish numa, that's our pasuk, ki eno osem alachav eno masakin begadav. If you're not working on it, you're not going to fix your stuff. You're not going to be complete. Va'amru chazal, kol yashim beis ha-medrash, etc. V'haynu kishimis nam neim v'chaver v'lo yamtinu alav. I'm going to fall asleep. My chavur is going to go weiter. Hu yidaleg. V'achakach lo med od. So each, I'm going to skip and then pick up. I'm going to skip and pick up. I'm never going to get a full dar v'shalim. V'od kishayis nam neim v'alav lo yamtinu, etc. Yitztarich od l'dalig v'tiyat teras ha-kraim. It's going to end up being patchwork. Aval misha yashin kol ha-eis. So that's kraim tablish numa. If you're falling asleep, waking up, you're going to end with patchwork. But let's say you're always sleeping. You sleep late every day. You sleep straight through. You come to the morning, save with a pillow. So that's what this pasuk in Mishlei is talking about. Al tehav shena. Don't be obsessed with sleep. Aval misha yashin kol ha-eis. Az tivarish v'lo tomat klal. Right? The Vilna Gaon says, if it's a case where you're falling asleep here and there, you'll end up with patchwork Talmud Torah. If it's a case where you're always sleeping through Seder and Shir, you're going to end up with no Talmud Torah. So one pasuk is talking about Tivarish, one pasuk is talking about Kraim Talbish Numa, that you have a little bit here and there. But what's consistent in the Vilna Gaon is that he's interpreting this all about learning Torah and the knowledge of Torah, not about a Pagam in the Kedushas based Medrash or anything of that nature. And again, you could have thought that the Havamina, the Nafkamina would be if you're in a base medrash and not learning, it would be mutter to sleep, or the opposite, if you're learning but not in a base medrash, it would be usher to sleep, because it's really all a din Talmud Torah. But if you look in the Rambam inside, you do not see that Nafkamina. Again, you do see that the placement is in Hilchos Talmud Torah, and that certainly is very significant in terms of where the Rambam puts Halachos. But he doesn't give you these Nafkaminas. He says it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah Dalet Tes. Ein yishenim bebeis hamedrash. So it's usher to fall asleep in the beis hamedrash. V'cholam is namnim bebeis hamedrash. If you do so, why do you switch from yishenim to misnamnim? So I don't know, but maybe it has to do with the fact that the posts can talk about whether there's an isser of shena sarai and shena's keva. So one might refer to one and the other to the other. It's usher to sleep shena's keva. Maybe it's less usher to fall asleep shena sarai. But if you do so, nasa crime. Interesting possibility. Ein yishenim bebeis hamedrash. V'cholam is namnim. Let's just not worry about the chiluk there. You fall asleep in the base medrash. Chachmaso nasis crime. Okay, so he quotes our Gemara. He puts it into Hilchos Talmud Torah. So the placement in Hilchos Talmud Torah does matter. It's significant. He does include the words base medrash in his psak. The Yad Ramah didn't. The Yad Ramah just said, "Oh, Talmud Torah. When you fall asleep, is going to ruin your Talmud Torah." The Rambam does include the words of the Gemara of the base medrash. V'chein Amar Shlom b'chachmaso crime talbish numa. V'ein mesichim base medrash el b'divrei Torah b'levad. You can only talk about learning. V'afilu mishin esatishin omrim lo refu base medrash. You can't say gezuntait. V'ein tzarich lomar shar dvarim. Okay, obviously things that are worse you also can't do. Ukedushas beis hamedrash, says the Rambam, chamura mikedushas batei knesios. The kedusha of the beis hamedrash is on a higher level than the kedusha of a beis hakneses. That's how the Rambam ends the halacha over here. So the Achronim all point out, to answer Moshe's question from before, so the Rambam here quotes the halacha of ein yeshenim beis hamedrash and ein omer mefuah beis hamedrash. He quotes it in Hilchos Talmud Torah as if it's a din in Talmud Torah. The Achronim all point out that he should have said it in Hilchos Tefillah. In Hilchos Tefillah and Beis HaKnesses, in the 11th parak, the Rambam quotes all the dinim from those brisos in Maseches Megillah, where the brisa tells us you can't have Slok Kalas Rosh and all of the things that are knowing because of the kavod for a Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah. Batei Knesios u batei Medrashos, nogen bahem kavod u mechavden osan marbitzen osan. You have to treat them properly with kavod, with respect, and you have to wash them and clean them, v'nogen kol yisrael, etc. Batei Knesios u batei Medrashos ain nohagen bahem Kalas Rosh. You can't have any sort of lackadaisical behavior in there. Kigon, schok v'hitl v'sicha b'teila, v'ain ochlen bahen, v'ain shosen bahen, v'ain osin bahen, v'ain metailen bahen, v'ain nechmasen bahen, b'chamem, b'necham, b'kasham, b'negeshamem. Someone who's a Talmud Chacham, who's a regular in the Beis Medrash, so he has to make it his home, so he has to be able to take advantage of some more leniencies. But generally speaking, we have to treat the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash with the utmost kavod, including not talking Sichu Teila, including not the dancing, having a good time in there, etc. So here, in the Brises, they're certainly together. There's difference in Gersalos, which may be part of the answer over here. I think, I didn't really look at it, but I think maybe it was the the footnotes in the Yadaram. I don't remember. Someone quoted a bit. Sla Petterberger had a tshuva about this, and I think he talks about how there's a difference in Girsos in the Gemara Megillah. But the way we have the Girsa, all of these Yisurim are all listed together. The Rambam lists 90% of them in Hilchos Tevilah. Then he puts Ein Yeshein in Bebeis HaMedrash and Ein Omer Refuah Bebeis HaMedrash Gezuntayt and falling asleep. He puts in Hilchos Talmud Torah as if it has nothing to do with the Kedusha over there. So why reserve it? Why not put it with everything else in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses if it's a din in the Kedusha Zamakom? So he'll tell me, no, the Rambam's trying to tell us what? That it's not a din in Kedusha Zamakom, it's a din in Talmud Torah. That's why I put in Talmud Torah. Then you would first of all have two questions. First of all, the Rambam does include the word Beis HaMedrash. Okay, so the Rambam was quoting Lashna Gemara, and generally speaking, people do learn in a Beis HaMedrash, so maybe that's the only reason the Rambam said that. But additionally, remember how the Rambam ended the halacha? The Rambam ended the halacha by saying, "Ukedushas beis hamedrash chamura mikedushas batei knesios." So by ending like that, the Rambam is clearly being Messiah and saying that this is all a din in kedushas beis hamedrash. So if it's din in the kedushas hamakom of kedushas beis hamedrash, so then why would you include that here in Hilchos Talmud Torah? The Rambam also says that in Hilchos Tevilah. Now he's repeating it here, so why repeat it? And additionally, if he's repeating it here, it shows that the din that he's quoting here is a din in Kedushas Beis HaMedrash, so really the whole din belongs in Hilchos Tevilah. So the whole Rambam is hard to put together with all of those pieces. Make sense to everyone? The question? Questions? So just Amar Makom, Rabbi Gnack deals with this in Chilik Beis of Gan Shoshanim, in Simon Mem Mahalach. Saw this a few years ago. Very Geshmak Mahalach. So he quotes, he says all these questions, same thing, all the Achronim ask these questions, he says the same questions, and he says the following parrots, V'hinei, ayin b'Rambam perak gimol me'hilchos Talmud Torah lach yabeis. So if you go a parak backwards in the Rambam, you'll see the Rambam says, amru chachamim bris kerusa shekol yageya b'taraso b'beis ha'medrash, lo b'mehira hu mishakeach. There's a bris, there's a guarantee that if a person learns in the Beis Medrash, as opposed to learning at home, as opposed to learning elsewhere, if a person learns in the Beis Medrash, he'll have a zgula that it'll be easier for him to remember his Talmud Torah. So what Rabbi Gnack points out from that halacha that the Rambam quotes in Parak Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, that Chazal clearly think that when a person learns in the Beis HaMedrash, it's not just a kavod to the Beis Medrash, it's not just a holy place to sit and learn, but it's a maila in Talmud Torah. Right? Yichab, meaning it's a darga in Talmud Torah, be'etzem halimud, to sit in a Beis Medrash and learn. That if a person learns outside of the Beis Medrash, it's not just that he's not going to be nispal from the Avira, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, but also the Torah is going to be a little bit of a nachis darga in terms of the level of learning and the level of memory of the Torah. If a person learns in the Beis Medrash, it's a maila in the etzem halimud. So, once you have that, says Rabbi Gnack, so you see that the halacha of Ein Yishein in Beis HaMedrash, that which it's usher to sleep in the Beis Medrash, that which is usher to talk in the Beis Medrash about other things, that which is usher to say Gezuntah in the Beis Medrash, all of that is not because of a din of Kavod and Yira and Kedusha of the Makom. It's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din in the Maila of Talmud Torah. If you're Mevaza, the Kedusha of the Beis HaMedrash, it's not only a pagam in the Kedusha of the Beis Medrash, it's a pagam in Talmud Torah also, because you're ruining that level of Talmud Torah too. And because of that, there will be either a payback or just a natural consequence of Torah sonasis crime. So that's a beautiful mahalach. It also helps you answer our first question, which I'm not sure he spells out explicitly, but we would have thought that the nafka mina, if the Rambam really thinks it's in Talmud Torah like the Yad Ramah thinks, so then the nafka mina should be that if you're in a Beis Medrash but you're not learning, or if you're outside of the Beis Medrash and you are learning, you'll either have the Isser or not have the Isser, depending on which case we're talking about. But it's all a din in learning, not a din in the Beis HaMedrash. So how does the Rambam have his cake and eat it too? It's a din in Talmud Torah, which is why it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah. But he says, Ein Yishein in Beis HaMedrash. It seems to be there's no nafkamina, even if it's in a Beis HaMedrash but not learning, or if it's not learning, if it's, yeah, learning, but outside the Beis HaMedrash, it's always Asr. So how does he have it both ways? So it sounds like that Rabbi Gnack's Mahalach helps with this a little bit, that even though it's a din in learning, it's a din in learning in the Beis Medrash. The Beis Medrash is that maila in learning. That's shpitz learning in a Beis Medrash. It's not the Beis Medrash sorry, qua base medrash, or alts for English speakers, it's not the base medrash alts the fact that it's a base medrash, it's base medrash alts the fact that a base medrash is the place of the highest level of learning. So if a person's in the base medrash and learning, ain yishen in base medrash, because he's being pogame in Hilchos Talmud Torah and Limud HaTorah, and that's the underlying theme in the Isser. Okay, so that's the first question. What about the fact that the Rambam ends the halacha, u'kedushas beis hamedrash chamura, mi'kedushas beis haknesses, bat
eknesios? What about the other non-kin of learning
outside of the beis hamedrash? So, I don't know if this gives you the answer to that question. The Rambam does seem to limit it to inside the beis hamedrash. It could be because he thinks it's a din in Talmud Torah at this level. But if you're learning outside of beis hamedrash, you're not being pogame in that level of learning, so it's not as big of an affront to the learning or something. I mean, alternatively, this is like a paradigm, and once you're outside the base measures, you know that you can't be poking in Talmud Torah at all. But you don't have that in the Rambam. You only have inner base measures in the Rambam, so it's hard to say that he would think differently, right? So, but why does the Rambam close here with Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamura Mikdushas Bat Eknesios? For two questions. One is, what does it have to do with our halacha? Our halacha is about learning, not about the base measures. Two is that he already said this in Hilchos Tefillah. So why repeat here that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is greater than Kedushas Beis HaKnesses? So Rabbi Gnaxis is the same answer to that question. The answer is that you have to say it here to close off the halacha, because when he says Kedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamura Mikdushas Beis HaKnesses, maybe I'll read to you a little bit because it's not so long. V'nira d'ma d'kama ram d'kedushas Beis HaMedrash Chamura Mibes HaKnesses, hu mishum d'keva d'mitzvasa shel Beis HaMedrash is omed l'kiya mitzvas Talmud Torah. The Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is that it stands for learning. It's there for you to take advantage of for that high level of learning. Talmud Torah, Mrs. Talmud Torah, harich chamer dino zesh mevatel Kedushas Beis HaMedrash de omed l'Talmud Torah. The chamiras of the bitul Kedusha is the chamiras that you're being mevatel, that koach of Talmud Torah in the Beis HaMedrash. That's the level of Kedusha you're being mevatel and mevazeh. Deinze also din kedushas beis hamedrash gedola mishal beis haknesses deze hevi behilchos tefillah. It's not the regular din that a beis haknesses has a level of kedusha and a beis hamedrash has a higher level of kedusha. That's true in terms of kedushas hamakom. There's also another case in which it's true in terms of Talmud Torah. Beis hamedrash is imbued with a higher level of kedusha because it's given for Talmud Torah, because the highest level of learning can take place within a beis hamedrash. So kedushas beis hamedrash is chamer from kedushas beis haknesses in two ways. First of all, in the sense of classic Kedushas HaMakom. Second of all, in the sense of Kedusha HaNitenes L'Talmud Torah. So the Rambam repeats it in Hilchos Talmud Torah to tell you that second darga, that second avenue of Kedusha that a Beis HaMedrash has also over a Beis HaKnesses. And that's why the Rambam closes the halacha with it, because it's all related to Hilchos Talmud Torah just within the Beis HaMedrash. Because Talmud Torah in the Beis HaMedrash is its own level, its own form of Talmud Torah as well. Rabbi Gnaxis says, so what is the Nafkamina? So he says, possible Nafkamina is a Beis Medrash, which is Charev. We know that a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash, which is Charev, maintains its dinim. Okay, so you can't have Schok V'Kalos Rosh on a Makom that had a Beis Knesses and a Beis Medrash, but it was destroyed. So can you, let's say you happen to be standing on a destroyed Beis Medrash and someone sneezes. So can you say, bless you? Or if someone wants to take a nap on a place that used to have a Beis Medrash there, is that okay? So on the one hand, Kedushas Beis Knesses and Kedushas Beis Medrash are still there. But that Kedusha of Nitan L'Talmud Torah is not there anymore, because there's no Beis Medrash anymore. There's no skula that Bris Karusa, that if you learn the Beis Medrash, lo be'emahira hu mishakeach. So according to that, these dinim of Hilchos Talmud Torah don't apply to the place that's chariv, the place that's destroyed. That, I guess, does answer your question, Dani, right? As long as doesn't have Kedusha Beis Medrash, you don't have the din anymore. So that level of Bitul Torah is that standard of not being pogim in the Kedusha Makom Le'inyan Talmud Torah doesn't exist once it's destroyed. Yeah, there are other achronim who suggest a similar tarets to this, but Rabbi Gnag wrote it out very well, and that's where I saw it first. The Gemara here goes on in Ben Sora Mora on Ayin Aleph Manav, Kiman Oz Lo Hadesanya. Who does this go like? Ben Sora Mora Lo Hayo Lo Asid Lios. Ben Sora Mora never was, never will be. V'lam Nechtav Drosh V'Kabal Skar. Why do we have such a halacha? Why do we have such a mitzvah? To Drosh V'Kabal Skar, to learn and gain reward for it. Kiman. Rabbi Yehudi, Ibai Sim, Rabbi Shimon, he, the Sanya, Rabbi Shimon, keep Nei, Achal, Zed, Tartim, Arbasa. It doesn't make sense. Elohai, Velasa, Dios, Lam, and Echlev, Joshua, Kavaskar. Rabbi Yonasan, Anira, Isib, I taka soa, Ben Sora, Mora, via Shafti al Kivro. Okay. Okay, so I'm not sure if we'll come back to this, but is that a machlokes metzius? I don't know if people, maybe people have better answers than I'll have for this, but is that a machlokes metzius? One man d'amar says it never happened. One man d'amar says no, you missed it. And if it's a machlokes metzius, wasn't there a hachraza? Like, wouldn't everyone know if there was a ben sarmar? Wouldn't it be a big deal if there was only one? Wouldn't everyone know that it happened? Like, it's hard to understand what the machlokes is. You can't have machlokes metzius in the first place. But how do you even? Just logically, how do you have machlokes metzias? I don't know if people saw anything about the answering that. I know Margalis Yom quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya, but that's a difficult answer. I thought it was a half a bensor or more. Okay. So let's see if we have any answers to that. The Gemara then goes on and says we have two other cases like this of lo hayo lo nevra. Ir nidachas lo hayso lo asida liyos v'la menichta v'drosh v'kabas char. Here, the Gemara gives a reason. How do we know, or why is it that because we know the din is, this is a machlokas tanayim later in the Masechta. Yeah, this is a machlokas tanayim later in the Masechta. But the din is, like Reb Lezer says over here, that if you have a mezuzah in the Irnidachas, afilu mezuzah achas, even one mezuzah, you can't destroy the Irnidachas. Why not? Because we know there's an isser of lo sa'asun kein, la Hashem lokechim. You can't destroy a mezuzah because it has the Shem Hashem in there. That's an isser del reis of lo sa'asun kein, la Hashem lokechim. So you now can't do that, the mitzvah of haketake, of destroying the Irani Dachas, you can't do because you're going to destroy the mezuzah within it. I think the other man da'amar in the Mishnah later on is going to say nignas, you do gniza on the mezuzah. But here, you can't mekayim the mitzvah, so you can't have an Irani Dachas. And what city are you ever going to find that's full of Jews that doesn't have one mezuzah? It doesn't make sense, even if the whole city, you know, has gone to Avodah Zarah, but still, there's got to be a mezuzah somewhere on someone's door. So it's hard to imagine that you would ever have a case of Irani Dachas. Why, Taka, don't we say Esedo Chalosese? So this is also, I don't know if people worked on this, but this is Gishmak to work on. Am I right that Rabbi Akiva Eger points to Marmakomas about this? No, Rabbi Akiva Eger on Kofi Gimel points to Marmakomas? Anyone know? Anyone spend time on this? I think somewhere Rabbi Akiva Eger has a Marmakom about this question. Why is it asay be velos asay? Kufi Gimel, I think we're keeping on Kufi Gimel mouth. Why they don't say it? So the Minchas Chenecha in a few places deals with this also. He leaves it b'tzarachin. He suggests some possible answers. The Achronim on Kofi Gimel, and here, more on Kofi Gimel, deal with it. Maybe Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem is a stronger, Maisha has a svar like this in Igros Maisha. Lo Sasun Kein L'Hashem Elokeichem is a stronger lav, because it's mamash achil Hashem. It's the definition of achil Hashem, to destroy Hashem's name, Rachman Atzlan. It's mamash achil Hashem. So that's worse. So you don't say Esdo Chalosana, such a strong as a Chil Hashem. I guess Willie said, there's Sanhedrin kind of says there's an essay in Elos to say.
Essay of the Ahav to Hashem Elokecha.
Interesting. Okay. Right. I'm blanking on who it was now. Maybe it was one of the places where the Minchas Chinuch leaves it as Tzarachin. But someone suggests that Losasun Kein L'Hashem Elokecha is a funny mitzvah. It's a lav, which is Ba'mechlal, the essay of yeah, do this tavod zara, yeah, destroy es mizbech hosei and nitotu, or whatever the pasuk says. So really, this is an iser avod zara, or really it's a mitzvah. Really, it's an essay versus an essay, because it's a lava ba'mechlal essay. So it's not your standard case. Either way, we don't say esdo chalos essay. So you're stuck with a case that'll never happen, because there's going to be a mezuzah. You're not going to be able to destroy the town. Okay, and then Rabbi Yonasan comes again and says ani riyisia v'yashavti altila. Guys in the right place at the right time, every time. Wow. Kiman az lohad tanya, so the Gemara says, the last case. Bayis hamanuga, you have a case of a house that has saras. Lohayav lohas liyo, it's never going to happen. V'lama nechtab, why would I have the Torah be recorded? Joshua Kabbalskar. How do we know it'll never happen? Again, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says that the bias has only become tame if you have a nega mamish on the keren zavis, mamish on the corner of the wall. That's a gris from here and a gris from here. When's that ever going to happen? They're going to have a perfectly positioned nega on the wall on the corner. So it sounds like in all these cases, Ben Saramor also, you're going to have parents who have the same voice and the same height and that want to be toe-faced in their kid and bring them to Beis Din, and the kid's going to eat exactly this amount of meat, not less, and he's going to buy it cheap, and everything's going to work out perfectly, and it's not going to be miser. Shaney money? Come on. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So in all these cases, there's just a technicality. Why would this ever come up? Why would it ever happen? So maybe we'll come back to that idea of Blue Nether, but just basics, but it's like important just to spell out basics sometimes, and there's good hashkafas that come out of it too. The Gemara's response of Drosh Vakavaskar is a very, confusing or at least unsatisfying response. There's a big Torah out there. If there were 610 mitzvos, we would probably sleep just as little, but at some point maybe we'd get a little more sleep. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us more schar? There's enough schar as it is from 610 mitzvos. I need three more to be mekabel schar. So what's the inyan? And then what's the inyan of Drosh Vakavel Schar? The ultimate level of learning is Lasugei Shmaitza Liba Dehilchasa. So that's the highest level of schar. So now you give me more mitzvos. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu offering us with these three extra mitzvos? So four approaches, four perspectives. Again, nothing's a chiddush, but it's good to organize it. It's good to see the Gemara and understand what we're being taught. And these are three important hashkafas to have. So first of all is the Rav. The Rav in Isha Halacha, he just says it's not that he has an answer to the kasha. He doesn't think it's a kasha. Drosh Vakavel Schar is not a problematic phrase. The reason why he thinks that, because the whole beginning of Isha Halacha is about this, is because he understands halacha not the way we understand. We understand halacha as a shorthand for halacha lemaisa. The Rav explains that halacha is not a system of pragmatism, of practicality. For example, the way secular law works, the way all law works, the way we think of law, is that law is usually reactive, it's responsive. So we have cars that got invented, so we're going to want to drive on the street. So we have to have streets, fine. So we're driving on the streets, what's going to happen? I'm going to bump into your car, you're going to bump into my car. So we can't have a mitzias like that. We can't have a reality where everyone's just driving cars. So what do? We put in stop signs. We put in red light cameras or whatever. We put in red light traffic lights, which are going to be green and red and yellow in between. So we'll all know when to stop and when to go. Shkoyach, you put in a bunch of traffic lights, but what am I going to do? I'm in a rush, so I'm going to run through the reds. You'll wait because you're not as much of a rush. So what's going to happen? If two people are in a rush, they're going to crash into each other. So what do you have to do? So the law responds and says that if you run a red light, you're going to be fined like crazy. This way it'll be push you away from violating any of the laws. Make sense? So the Rav explained that's not what halacha is. Halacha is not a response to metzias. It's exactly the opposite. And if you spend time on Shaar Dalet in Nefesh HaChaim, you saw what he's talking about. Torah is an alien metzias. Torah is not from our reality. It's, as my Rabbi always says, it's idealist. It's idealistic, it's an ideal world, not in the sense of being idealistic, but in the sense of milashan idea, meaning it's a world of ideas. It's not something that's supposed to be practical. It's not something that's coming to address any reality in our metzias. It's something which exists in its own stratosphere, in its own world, and then it's mishtalshel down to our world. Yeah, the terms and the applications are practical to us, but Torah exists in a totally separate and divorced from our metzias or reality. It exists without having anything to do with a halacha lemaisa in the sense that we use those words. Example: a goita who's nizgayer, a gioris is nizgayeris at 5 years old, at 10 years old, at 20 years old. So she has a cheskas beula, right? So for a ksuba, she's only going to get half of the money. So if she's nizgayer when she's 1 year old, she's going to get a full ksuba. Why? Because the halacha assumes that once she's 3 years old, she's becheskas be'ula, we don't assume she's a besula anymore. So I don't understand. So if she was nizgayeres on her birthday, 2 minutes before her birthday, so she'd be becheskas besula. 5 minutes later, if she's nizgayeres, she's going to be becheskas be'ula. What are the odds that within that 4 minute span, she was nivelas to someone at 3 years old? Very, very low. Slim to none. Right? Slim to none. So what's the pshat? So shouldn't we just make an arbitrary age? Meaning at 12, they're usually already, there's more znus to be chayshed for, and we can assume by then she's... And even though it's arbitrary, at least we're not vaday wrong. We're vaday wrong with the 3 years old thing. That doesn't make any sense. The answer is it doesn't matter. That's not what halacha is. Halacha is not looking at the world and saying, when are people usually nivalos? Halacha created a world in which the stam cheskas besula goes away at the age of 3. That's the world of halacha. Now it's our job as living in a world of metzias to apply the halacha to our world. But it's not the opposite way. It's not that halacha is responding to our world. It's that we're supposed to live out in this world what the halacha has in its world. And that's, you'll have to read it inside. You do absolutely have to read it inside. But the Rav is ma'arich about this, that the Ish Halacha, therefore, is not concerned. And he says explicitly, he's not concerned with the Gemara of Drosh V'Kaval Schar. He says, some people are bothered by the question, why Drosh V'Kaval Schar? Just give me the practical halachas. Why do we need the things that are extra, above and beyond the practice, and don't actually ever happen? Says the Rav, no, all of Halacha is really Drosh V'Kaval Schar. All of Halacha is not realistic. Happens to be, 99% of it then applies to your life. But that's not what Halacha is. Halacha represents a different reality, a different world, a world of Halacha, so it doesn't bother you. It doesn't bother you, the Gemara, that it's Drosh V'Kaval Schar in these three, and it's sort of like, three examples, which are Yosem Naklal, Lamed Al Klal Kulo Yatza, that the whole system of Halacha is really that way. That's where the Rav here says, that's why Reb Chaim, that's why the many people, the true, whatever, you have to read for the godless, but the true Ishei Halacha, they never wanted a pulpit, they never wanted a Paskan Halacha, they were always Miyare Hapsak. That's why Reb Chaim always said Shirim in Kachim, even when he wasn't teaching that in Shir. He always had Kavua Shirim during the week in Kachim. That's why Velazhen learned straight through Shas. Didn't matter if it was Brachos or if it was Tyrus or whatever. Brachos or Tmura. They would learn straight through Shas because it doesn't matter. It's all Akim of Talmud Torah and it's all Halacha because you're trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's system of Halacha, not necessarily applied to our world. That's just happens to be true afterwards. What the Rav says is not a kasha. It doesn't answer why it's drosh v'kaval schar. What's the schar then? Meaning this is just regular learning. So what's the schar? So that, l'chor, you have to shtel to what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said very famously in a letter, Michtav Lamed Aleph, in Or Yisrael, where he said that, generally speaking, when we learn, so we're motivated by two things, to know and also to practice. So when we learn, we're always learning b'derech mishpat. We're always learning in order to know what to do. There are a few instances in life where we're able to learn totally l'shem shemayim, is the way we would say it, or he says b'toras chok. You're learning in a way that's just because you're learning. Just because you're learning. So it's true that the Rav is right. Every case of learning is really because the halacha is its own reality. But when do we feel that? When do we notice that? We only notice it. The Gemara only points it out. Or actually, the Gemara says about Kachim too, Drosh V'Kaval Schar, but that's because it's not applicable anymore. So we only notice these things when it's not applicable. Because in those moments, we're able to learn B'toras Chok, not B'toras Mishpat, more L'shem Shemayim as opposed to L'shem practice of halacha later on. So because of that, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that's a unique schar that you can't get when you open up an Or HaChaim. It's a unique schar you can't get when you open up a Chosh Mishpat, so it's special in that sense, so it's Drosh V'Kaval Schar. That's one approach. The second approach is that even if you're bothered by the Kasha, so the truth is, when the Gemara says Drosh V'Kaval Schar, it doesn't mean that these halachos aren't applicable. It means these halachos, lo asiv lo hayiv lo asiv lios, doesn't mean that the halachas are never applicable. It means these cases will never happen. Ben Sora Mora has never happened and will never happen. Irani Dachas has never happened and will never happen. But the halachas that you learn in those sugyos could be applicable in other cases. Learning how to don up a nega, the size of a gris, might be helpful from the sugya of Nege Batim, even though Nege Batim will never happen. It might help you in Saras of Bnei Adam. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the tshuva I was referencing before, has a famous series of tshuvas that a lot of the poskim wrote about, regarding the case of the person who had this terrible disease that was extremely contagious. They put him into quarantine, and they said any items that go into the room with him, this is in the beginning of Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph, any of the items that go into the room with him, they're going to have to burn afterwards. He's going to die, they don't have any cure, and they're going to have to burn everything. But the guy wanted to wear his tefillin. So the shaila was, can you bring the tefillin into the room? Let him wear tefillin, at least chach for his last couple of days. He should wear tefillin, and then we know we're going to end up burning the tefillin. The doctor's going to burn the tefillin. So the Rav Moshe deals with the mitzvah, what the level of mitzvah tefillin is. Does he have to put on, not have to put on once a day? More than that, grama b'mechigas shem Hashem, the iser b'mechigas shem Hashem in general. And one of the things that Rav Moshe asks over there is, why don't we say esei d'chalos esei? The mitzvah of tefillin beats out the iser of lo sasun kein l'Hashem l'keichem. So one answer would have been, it's not be'idna. But Rav Moshe says, he makes a case, someone will wear it in. They'll wear it into the room, so fine. So it'll be be'idna. So why don't we say esei d'chalos esei? So Rav Moshe points to our Gemara on Kofid Gimel, but the same Gemara, that we know that if there's a mezuzah left in town, you can't destroy the Irani Dachas. Why not? Because you're going to be doing Los Asun and Kin Lashem Lekechem. Says Rav Moshe, I don't understand. It's esei d'chalos esei. There's a mitzvah esei of hake take. So esei d'chalos esei. Elamai, what do you see? For whatever reason, like I said before, Rav Moshe says because of Chil Hashem. Esei is not d'chalos esei in the case of Mechikas Shem Hashem. So Ramesha found the case that was lo asid lios. It wasn't possible to happen. It never will happen. It never did happen. And Ramesha, but he knew the sugya well enough. He had such a command over Shas, obviously. And then additionally, he had the ability to take the halachos he learned from something that would never be applicable and make them applicable. So Drosh v'kabel schar, the schar will come. Will come in the sugya of Irna Dachas, lav dafka. That's lo asid lios, dafka lav. But it can come in another area of halacha. You have to know all of halacha because it's applicable in other places. Margulis Yam quotes a shla who says something along the same lines, that it's applicable in other areas. Yeah, the easiest approach is also what some of the Achronim point out, that even if there's no, even if you don't learn each halacha, and even if there's no practical nafkamin in your whole life, you're never going to get Ramesha Shilas coming across your desk. So even so, there's a Nyani Musar that you can learn from every sugya. So you won't have a case of Ben Saramora, but we learn a lot about how to be a normal person, how to eat normally, how to raise children a proper way. There are inyani musar that you can take from any given sugya, from how to not follow the masses in yirani dachas. There are ideas that can be taken out, lessons that can be drawn from these sugyas. So there's still a drosh v'kabel schar to adding these sugyas. These are lessons you wouldn't necessarily have learned in their extreme in other if we only had other sugyas and not these. Lastly, Rav Shechter writes about in the beginning of Ginas Eglos, but you've otherwise heard it from him, you know, orally many times probably, that we think of Torah as practical, like I said before, of trying to understand dinim. The MS is, that's one thing. You have to know, you have to have yedias in terms of Torah. But the other mitzvah that a person's mekayim when he's learning Torah is ahavas Hashem. The other thing a person's accomplishing when they're learning Torah is getting to know the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ramban writes that the whole Torah is Shmos Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learning Torah is becoming intimately familiar with the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So when you're learning Hilchos Shabbos, so you're becoming familiar, and you're learning how to act on Shabbos. And when you're learning Hilchos Kashrus, so you're getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Svaras and how he thinks Kivyachol more, how his system of Torah was arranged more, and you're also learning how to make your kitchen kosher. But when you're learning the Sugyas of Ben Saramora, Enach Anami, there's no Nafkamina. You're learning Irna Dachas, Enach Anami, there's no Nafkamina. But it certainly is the Ratzon Hashem. The theory of Irna Dachas, the theory of Negei Batim, the theory of Ben Saramora is the Ratzon Hashem. It is the Machshava HaTorah. It is the Machshava of Hashem. It's the thought process, Kivyachol, and it's the being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the Atmius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah. So the more you learn that, the more you become familiar with Ribbono Shel Olam. True, it's not going to be applicable, but that's not always the point of Talmud Torah. The point is not only to gain Yediyas, but also to gain a Yediyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's certainly Mekuyam by these mitzvos, and I think Rosh Hefter writes there, that, and he quotes the Baal Tanya, that also, in this case, these three were Yatsu Min HaKlal, Lamed Al HaKlal Kul Yatsa. They went out to teach you that really all of Torah is that way. Even when you're learning kashrus, you have to remember you're trying to learn the Ribbono Shel Olam, not just how to keep your kitchen kosher. Okay, what to say about Rabbi Yonasan Anira Isiv, but maybe at lunch, if anyone saw anything interesting, there's a very fascinating Chassam Sefer about this, and others as well, who say a very fancy answer to how there could be Machlokas, Rabbi Yonasan and the others, in terms of whether Irna Dachas happened, whether Ben Sora Mora happened, but we don't have time to get into it, but just one, we'll end with a mostly Akasha. The Gemara tells us here that Nige Batim are lo hayu lo asid lios. Why? So we said by Ben Sora Mora, it's because Einan Hashem Evakoleinu, you have to be shava by this, shava by that, the kid has to be a certain age. It's just crazy. Within 3 months to have that all work out, it's not going to happen, right? Practically speaking, it won't happen. Same thing we said by Irani Dachas. You're not going to have a town that has all Jews and no mezuzah. It's not going to happen. By Nege Batim, the Gemara seemed to say that the reason why it'll never happen is because you're never going to have a nega on the wall that's exactly in the right spot on the corner, a gris from here and a gris from here. It's not going to happen, so you're not going to have Nege Batim, right? Okay, so is that really a good point that the Gemara made? Just help me out here. The Ramban writes in Parshas Metzora, the Ramban writes about Nege Batim, Nege Begadim, about Tzaraas in general. Ramban says, "V'zeh einenu b'teva klal, v'lo hava b'olam." It's not part of Metzius to have such a case of nigaim of tzaras v'chein nigei batim. It doesn't exist in reality. Avol biyos Yisrael shleimim l'Hashem. If we live on a level where we're shalim before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we'll have a hashkacha yiruach Hashem alayhem. There will be a hashkacha over us. Talmid lahamid gufam mevudeim mevatayim b'maritov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep our bodies, our houses, and our clothing looking neat. If we're going to sin, you're going to be represented with disgusting things on your skin. Because you're realizing that Yiras Hashem left you for a minute. The whole concept of Nigayim is a nes nigla and a nes pla'i. says the Ramban, it's not possible in Metzias to have Nega'im, Nege Batim, and Nege Begadim. It doesn't make any sense. Houses don't get wounds, and the clothing doesn't grow discolorations on it. That doesn't make any sense. It's not B'derech HaTeva. This isn't a punishment that comes B'derech HaTeva, that comes through science. So the whole concept of Nege Batim and Nege Begadim is a miracle, a miraculous miracle that's not possible to draw up in a lab. So I don't understand. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send you a message and send you Nege Batim, so he'll put it on the corner of the wall with a gris from here and a gris from there, no? There's no other thing that it could be. It's not going to be a case where, yeah, you're going to have a lot of Negam on the walls that are just not on the corner, so therefore you're not going to have a case of Nege Batim. No, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send Nege Batim to the house, he's going to put it on the corner of the wall with a gris from here and a gris from there. So what's the pshat that the Gemara thinks this is Lo Hayav Lo Asid Lios? Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make it happen the same way he can make any Nega appear on your wall. He'll make it appear on the right spot. I don't know, so it's possible if you assume that the neg on the bias, which is true, is like a warning shot to the person. So maybe Hashem would do a double warning shot. He put on a different area of the wall, but it's not because he can't. It's because he chose to put on the other area of the wall. But it's not a svara that it'll never happen. And I don't know the answer to that question. Another thing that you could raise over here, the Seder HaDvarim is not in the order of the Psukim. The order of the Psukim is we go from Guf to Beged to Bias. The order of the actual things that happen, if you look in the Rambam, Mipaskin says this, the order of the way that things actually happen is bias, beged, guf. If you deserve negayim, you'll get in the house, then the clothing, then the person. And the Medrash says it's like a warning shot, vikrava. It's like a warning shot. First he shoots at your house, then at your clothing, and then if you're still not learning your lesson, he'll give it to you on your person. And it always goes in that order, from house to beged to person. So what's the obvious kasha? Yeah, if negay batim never happened, how do we ever have a Miriam? Or any of the cases we have, Dalad Mitzrayin in the Haftarah over there. How do we have cases of Mitzrayin if we never had Nige Batim? We can't get to that. So I don't know, I've had that kasha in the past. I thought that was a bomb kasha. Last year I saw.
Why does that have to be like the official?
That's what the. Batin, that's.
Nige Batim. The warning shot,
like
you said.
No, the Torah tells you what a neg on the bias looks like. That neg on the bias precedes a neg on the beged, which precedes a neg on the guf. It has to be the negan the Torah is talking about. Yes, so I thought that was a bam kasha. So I saw last year in one of these newsletters that Rav Shaul Alter gave a teretz this. So he said it could be that you would never have a case of negay guf without having batim and begadim first. That could be, but avada he says pashut that when you have a rasha merusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu can skip the steps. You and I, we're not so bad. So Hashem gives us a warning shot, we turn around. A Rasha Marusha, like you're going to put Negayim on his house, he's not going to turn around. So Hashem goes straight to the body. It's not worth all the warning shots. So, and he quotes examples where you see this is true. Uzziyahu in Devar Yamim, you see that it's true that you could have that. Or the Dalad Mitzrayim, Parshas Mitzrayim, the Haftarah, fine. But Lechor Tzarachin, why? Miriam was not a Rasha Marusha, so what's the pshat in that? She got Saras, and we know she didn't get Nege Batim beforehand. So I don't know. My Chavrusa, Rabbi Scott Hoberman, he suggested last year, I asked him this question, he suggested last year that maybe Lefi the Shita the Ramban, we didn't quote it just now, but the Ramban says in Parshas, I think it's in this Ramban that I just quoted, just later on, the Ramban says that Nege Begadim and Nege Batim only happen in Eretz Yisrael. They don't happen in Chutz La'aretz. So maybe Miriam was in Chutz La'aretz, so she's an exception to the rule. You can't have Nege Batim and Nege Begadim, so it went straight to the Adam. But in a case where you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you could have Nege Batim and Nege Begadim, you can't possibly have Saras on a person without going through the first steps first. So the Kasha remains there, but maybe the answer is what Rav Shaul Alter said, which is that in all those cases they were Rishayim. It's still a Tzarachin in the Shittas of the Rambam, who doesn't hold that Nege Batim and Nege Begadim are limited to Eretz Yisrael. So it's Tzarachin on the Rambam, but at least within Shittas HaRamban, that's what Rabbi Hoberman suggested, maybe as a teretz on that. Okay, stop here. Yeah.